Hey everybody, I've got a question for you. You know those moments where you just want to hit pause in time because you can't believe what you're experiencing? It's like the championship game or the world tour and everybody's screaming off key and you kind of just want to hear the artist, but all you can hear is the person next to you. You know what I'm talking about. It's the historic event that you know if you're there and you're a part of it, you're like, people are going to be talking about this for years. It's those big life milestones. Maybe it's graduation or getting your driver's license or making a sports team. Do you know what all of those things have in common? These are the kinds of moments that stick with us for a really long time. Look, I'm sure you have your own version of a mountaintop moment. Maybe you got to go to that concert tour, or you made the game-winning catch, or you finally got to see the ocean or snow for the first time. Look, as humans, we live for mountaintop moments. When we experience them, we're flooded with joy, excitement, and awe. The mountaintop experiences of life, they make us feel more alive. And they do something else too, especially when it comes to mountaintop moments that are connected to our faith specifically. I'm talking about the unforgettable worship service on that last night of camp, or when a message like this one speaks exactly to what's going on in your life, or how pumped you were when you first started following Jesus. That was a big moment of time in your life, or how close you felt to God when everything in life was going really great. The mountaintop moments are often when we see God most clearly. Maybe it was during that one day of camp, God never seemed more real to you than God did in that moment. Or when life was going really well, you were confident. You were confident that God had your back and was looking out. When faith was still something new for you, it felt like you could suddenly see God at work all the time. But then, well, what happens when those moments end? When we get home from camp and things aren't great. Or when something really difficult happens and the good old days seem gone forever. Or maybe it's not even when things go from good to bad. What about when things go from great to just okay? What happens when we had a mountaintop experience with God that was extraordinary and then have to settle back into the ordinary parts of everyday life? We go back to a day that's full of classes or the job that we don't really love, or the boredom of a weekend at home, or the regular schedule of practices and workouts, and suddenly seeing God at work, well, it becomes a little bit more difficult. Or maybe this is why some of us are not really sure about all this God stuff in the first place. Maybe we've never had one of those mountaintop experiences with God. So when everyone else seems moved or emotional or like God has changed their lives, some of us wonder if any of this is actually legit in any way. We may even think that seeing God in our everyday life, like we're talking about in this series, well, we might think it's ridiculous because we aren't sure that we've experienced God in any major way before. Look, no matter what your experience with God has been, often when we think about connecting with God, we think of really big and emotional moments. But if we're honest, those emotions and the mountaintop moments never last. As we wrap up the How to See God series, you already know those emotionally charged moments can't be the only way to see God clearly. The question all of this leaves us with is simply this: can we see God in the ordinary moments of everyday life? Believe it or not, there may be some reasons to believe that ordinary moments are one of the best ways to see God at work. How do we know this? Because God actually proved it a really long time ago. We find this in the Old Testament book of the Bible called 1 Kings. The book of 1 Kings is a sort of history that recounts what was happening to God's people during the time of when they had, yes, you guessed it, kings. That's why it's titled 1 Kings. And some of these kings, some of them were like really great, but most of them were not. And often to the not so good ones, God would send prophets to share important messages these kings really needed to hear. And one of these prophets is a guy named Elijah. This guy had a life full of extraordinary moments. I mean, he performed miracles, he called down fire from heaven, he confronted evil kings and queens. This guy had a pretty unbelievable story full of mountaintop moments. But in one of the moments where Elijah needed God most, well, God didn't show up exactly as expected. In the story that we're gonna pick up in, Elijah is literally on a mountain and he really needs to see God. He's worried about the future, he's unsure of what he's supposed to do, and he's wondering if the same God who showed up in miraculous ways would show up for him now. Check out what happens here. "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Okay, I'm sure that Elijah, who was used to seeing God work in some pretty incredible ways, was expecting to see God in, I don't know, the windstorm or maybe the earthquake or the fire. These seem to match up with the other mountaintop experiences that our guy Eli had experienced up until this point. But did you notice the note? God wasn't in any of those moments. To be clear, that doesn't mean that your mountaintop experiences with God weren't actually legit. In Elijah's story, it seemed like God wanted to make a clear point. In fact, to help us understand this whole point, check out what happens next. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
Wait. God, after all the fire, smoke, earthquakes, all that stuff, instead, God shows up to Elijah in the sound of a gentle whisper? What in the world is that about?
Well, there may have been multiple lessons that God wanted to teach Elijah in this moment, but one of them might be really helpful for us today. You can see God in simple moments too. Sure. God can grab our attention in moments of high emotion, once-in-a-lifetime experiences, or significant events that mark our faith journeys. That's definitely true. But at the same time, God is still at work in our everyday, ordinary lives. If we pay attention in the simple moments, we can still see God at work. It's the joy that we see on our younger siblings' face when we get home from school. That is seeing God. It's the love that we feel from a grandparent when they pick us up from practice. I know that's simple and you're tired at the end of practice, but what if that's actually seeing God and the evidence of God through your grandparents' love? It's the peace that we experience when we take a deep breath and we notice something beautiful in nature. It's the kindness extended when someone holds the door open for us. Look, I get it, all of these are incredibly ordinary moments. They almost seem too simple to be able to like see God in them, right? But is there a chance that there's still evidence of the fruit of God's Spirit at work? For sure. I mean, look, here's the big idea that I want to leave you with as we wrap up this series. Seeing God doesn't have to be complicated. Now, look, I'm not trying to dismiss the fact that God is invisible and it can seem difficult to see God in a world full of distractions. We talked about this earlier in the series. I'm just saying that we don't have to overcomplicate this by only expecting to see God at work in the mountaintop moments in our lives. We also don't have to be stressed if we don't have mountaintop moments frequently. We don't have to be worried that God isn't close or that we did something wrong if we don't have those types of moments. Instead, we can look for God in our everyday life and remember that God wants to connect with us. Looking for God is not just something that you do at camp or during time that you set aside for spiritual practices or only at church one day a week. You can look for God all day, every day. Does this mean that you're gonna have to be like super spiritual and start acting kind of weird? Yes, no, I'm playing with you. No, that's not it. It's more about learning from Elijah's experience and starting to expect God in the mountaintop moments and in the gentle whisper moments of life, in the hype and in the calm, in the powerful and in the boring, in the life-changing and the not so memorable moments. You can see God when you start valuing the little moments in life. In some ways, it's all about our perspective. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. What do you see here? Okay, some of us see one thing, but I want you actually to turn to somebody next to you and ask them what they see. All right, chances are you may have seen things a little bit differently. And even if the person next to you saw the same thing, somebody around you may have seen something a little bit different. Everything changes depending on our perspective. In fact, when you ask somebody else and they saw something different than you, maybe that changed your perspective. In the same way, when we change our perspective by believing that we can see God in the everyday and ordinary moments in life, we'll be more likely to look for God in those types of moments. We'll begin to be intentional about connecting with God. Then we'll be more aware of how God is at work in our world and our lives. Okay, so if we're gonna be people who keep this from getting overcomplicated, what do? Here are a few ways that you can start looking for God in the everyday, ordinary moments in life. First, look up. We've talked about this a bit throughout this entire series, but I can't emphasize it enough. Spiritual practices help us build a habit of looking for God. We sometimes call these faith skills, and they're everyday habits that you can build to help you look for God. It could be hearing from God by reading the Bible, or spending time praying to God, or talking with other people about God, or living out the example of Jesus when it comes to how you treat yourself and others. At times, these practices might feel pretty ordinary, or I mean, even boring sometimes, but God still uses them to speak to us and to help us see God more clearly. So first, look up, and then second, look around. We can also be sure to look around us for evidence of God at work. We've talked about the evidence or fruit of God's Spirit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And sometimes we experience these things in really significant ways, but sometimes they show up in life's simple moments. That's why we need to look around. And then third, we can look in. Okay, I don't want you to miss this. I want you to consider the ways that God is already at work in our own lives. We can start looking for God at work by paying attention to how God has already been working in us. In those moments where you see growth in your own life or you notice the fruit of God's Spirit in simple ways, you can be confident that you're seeing God at work. The joy that you experience throughout the day, or the patience that you exhibit with your younger sibling, the kindness that you show your stepmom, enjoying your favorite meal, the faithfulness that you practice when you show up for a friend in need. These kinds of simple moments are evidence of God at work in us. So take the time to look in at your own life to see the ways that God has been and is currently at work. Seeing God doesn't have to be complicated. This doesn't mean that it's easy, but if you look for God daily, even in the ordinary moments of life, you will see God at work. You can see God. Not like the old dude that's like, I don't know, sitting on a throne with a beard and lightning bolts. I'm talking about seeing the God who loves and cares for you at work within you and around you all the time. Yes, there's a lot of bad and wrong in our world today. But when you look for it, when you really look for it, you can also see so much of the good work that God is doing every single day. So don't give up. Try not to grow tired. Stick with following Jesus. Keep the hope that you have that God is working to make this world a better place. Then find ways to see God today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next, and the next. Open your eyes and your heart to the work that God is doing in your life and the world around you. If you look for God, you'll be amazed at the ways that you see God working. This is how to see God.